Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Getting to your phone calls, we promised Draymond Green on the Draymond Green Show his response to the Joe Lacob email gate.
Obviously, a lot made of Joe Lacob responding to a fan email. Listen, Joe is passionate as hell. You're either going to love his passion or you're going to hate it. Whether you love his passion or whether you hate it, the one thing you do know is the most important thing to Joe is winning. And if it's not working, if you're not winning, Joe has a problem. And that's just how Joe rolls. It is what it is. You know, no one's in our organization is cracking from it. I think, again, when you've worked so long with someone, you know how they are. You know what makes them tick. You know what pisses them off, right? So I don't think any of us are sitting there like, oh, man, Joe said this. Like, quite honestly, Joe will say these things to your face. That's just who he is.
Yeah, I don't think that this shook any of their trees. I just think that there were some interesting sentences in there. And I also think that for me, when I said yesterday that, like, yeah, it gets my attention and it can be a little bit concerning. It's really not so much in the moment. It's more about later. And I've said this, I've been very clear, and I think a lot of you agree with me. No different than what many of you feel about Steve Kerr. I wonder how great of an owner Joe Lacob is going to be when Steph Curry's not on the team anymore. I wonder.
Depends on what they saying, do and yeah. What he does.
Like, he'll still be good from the perspective of, I think his heart and his mind are in the right place. But I don't think that he can be snap your fingers as maybe effective as he thinks he can be. Let's put it that way.
I'll buy that. And it's interesting when we talk about owners, because if you're a fan, you want your owner to have a desire to win. Yep. And I do think that, you know, Jed and the Johnsons and Lacob, they all have that same desire. Now, how do you go about doing that? If you are in the NFL, you're hard capped. And so the best thing you can do is put good people in position and give them the cash to be able to have the cap be cap schmap, as you always say. So I look at Jed, and they've done that, where, you know, you have a contract that's maybe not great, and you rework it, you give a player a cash up front, that way you can kind of offset down the road. You kick the can down the road, and if you're in the NBA, Joe Lacob has done everything he can to build this thing up under the same constraints. He's been in the tax. He actually had the highest tax bill
absolutely.
In history.
Absolutely.
And the Johnsons down the street. Well, that's an interesting one because, and the one thing that resonated as you were laying that out is what he said a couple years ago about breaking even.
Yeah.
You know, we're just trying to make sure we can at least break even. And so ownership, if you're not going to be a championship team, then at least, like, make it so I can afford to go.
Yeah, I mean, the Devers thing went a long way for me in terms of yep. what the Johnsons are willing to do to put something good out on the field. Let's go to Andy in Novato. Hi, Andy. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. I really wanted to talk about the Sharks, but there's too much basketball to go there. When you play the Steve Kerr saying, you know, I want to give everyone a chance, and he gave Will Richard a chance, and he was really good.
Yeah.
And then he says, well, I got to sit somebody. I can only play 11. It's kind of counterintuitive that everyone gets a chance. This guy gets his chance. He plays really well. But now he can't play because he's a rookie and there's too many guys. There really is too many guys. We need to make a 4-for-1 trade. And it's just too many, and it's so frustrating that it's been 3 to 4 years they haven't been able to get a big man. I counted last offseason, 21 big men got moved, and the Warriors didn't try to get in on anybody. It's not basketball. You know, Houston has six guys, 6'10 or bigger. San Antonio, all these teams are huge. What are we doing? When are we going to wake up?
Hey, Andy, I mean,
when Steph is gone.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks so much, Andy. Appreciate it. I want to go to Andy's first point about, like, okay, you say you want to give everyone a chance, and then he plays well, and then he ends up on the bench. I think it's a dangerous game to play, quite frankly, which has, sounds like some of you are asking for, which is if I put a player out on the floor and they play well, then they get more. Well, if you're doing that with everybody, now you're really stuck, because that's going to lead to two things. One, it's going to lead to less continuity. A lot of you have been asking for continuity. If you just start playing the reward game, which is you have a good night, you back in again the next night. You have a bad night, you're next to me, sitting here on the bench. That kind of punitive behavior or like reward system, that's going to lead to a lot of ups and downs.
And resentment.
You're never going to get the continuity that you desire. Will Richard did look good at times. He didn't look like amazing, but he looked really good. He looked really good. And a lot of these other Warriors that are all in that sort of like, I don't know, the gray zone. They'll have it, you know what I mean? Even you Pods haters, he has good games. He has good moments. He hit a huge shot in Portland the other night. But I've also never seen Pods look seemingly great the whole time. It's always, that was a good possession.
Yep.
That was a bad possession. That was a good possession. That was a bad possession. So now, what do you do with that if you're playing the reward system? I just don't think it's that simple. Will Richard is going to contribute on this team. Steve Kerr, the way I read his comments were, we're searching, and I can afford to sit Will for a few days because he's a rookie. While we search, he may be a part of the final solution. He might not be. We're still searching.
DeAnthony Melton is the guy who I think makes him more irrelevant, because Melton is a better defender at this point. And he's not quite the same scorer that Will is, but you don't need either one of them to score. And he's a veteran. So if it comes down to Melton or Richard, it's going to be Melton 9 times out of 10.
That's a good point.
The one that makes me scratch my head, Mark, is Gary Payton II. And I'm just looking here. He starts against Utah, 21 minutes. He gets 9 points. You get the win. Then he plays 5 minutes. Then he plays 25 minutes. He goes for 19 in the win over New Orleans. He was amazing in that game. Then he plays 26 and a half minutes. He gets you 13 points in a loss to OKC. 3 minutes, 26 minutes, 4 minutes,
four minutes.
That's the one where, and I don't even know if we should have asked that. Maybe next week we could ask about like the Gary Payton II yo-yo. Is it just all matchups? But he'll play a lot and play well. He'll play a lot and play okay. And then he'll play not at all.
Yeah, and you're right.
It's a weird one.
I don't know what the matchup conversations are like before these games. That might have a lot to do with it. I know that they really grind this stuff out in terms of matchups and a plan, and then they try to be ready. It's kind of like going out on a day trip with a kid. We're going to have a plan.
Yep.
We better be ready to change it. And I think that's what they do. Like, they've got their plan, and then if somebody's playing really well, maybe they stick with it a little longer. If they're playing really poorly, a little bit shorter. I think that's how they do it. That's my only guess. But, yeah, like, again, this all comes down to whether or not you want to hold the Warriors organization to the fire for the fact that they're searching. I don't. They're searching. They've told us. They have not found something that works yet.
And the reason why they're searching is because the players that they have aren't good enough to be ironclad, like, yeah, you're the dude.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And I don't want to compare them to OKC because OKC actually has 12 or 13 guys who all could play, and they're all amazing. But you look at this Warrior team, and you've got four guys who are ironclad. Pods is one of them, and you may not love that, but he's an ironclad. He leads the team in total minutes. And beyond that, you've got old guy hurt, younger guy maybe not ready, seven-footer who can only shoot threes, 6'9 guy who's terrible on offense. And so you've got a lot of like pieces and parts, and this is not hockey where you can just do a line change.
I mean, we can do this. Like, if you want to do it this way, like, they're searching, and you'll go, oh, there's been no cohesiveness. And I think, to your point, it would be fair to come back and say, I don't know any players who have earned cohesiveness.
Right.
If you all want absolute ironclad, as you said, 30 minutes a night, then you've got to go earn that. And I know what some of you are going to say. Well, Pods hasn't earned it, and he gets it. It's a fair retort, and I'll continue to say it's simply because of the position he plays. But also, if you've noticed lately, those minutes are going down. With Melton coming back, no, they are. He's had a handful of games where he's barely gotten to 20 minutes. That's true. So again, I think this is true for all players. You want 30 minutes? Be amazeballs. Go become impossible to bench.
That's right.
So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.